We are back on the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest, who is a critically acclaimed actress and humanitarian you can currently see in the new series Diara from Detroit, which is now streaming on BET+. We are going to visit with Chantel and Chaco. Good morning, and thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
How are you? How are things going where you are?
Everything is going well. I'm back in LA because, you know, I live half the year in Sicily. So I'm here and I'm excited.
Half the year in Sicily?
Yes.
Now, what do you do in Sicily for half the year? Are you involved in the arts there?
I am. I teach at a musical theater academy called Viva Arte e Danze. Yes. I teach ballet. I teach African dance. I teach acting. So acting plays in Italy. So it's really exciting.
So I know you were raised in Cameroon, and which is a French speaking country. So are you fluent then English, French, and then in Sicily, English, French and Italian?
Yes, English. French is my first language. I learned English at home with my mom. And yeah, I speak fluent Italian. So they're all Italian and French are kind of similar Latin language, Latin based. So yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm wondering which one would be more difficult. And anyone I know says English makes absolutely no sense when it comes to grammar. That, yeah, French, English, Spanish is certainly an easier route.
I think. Well, what I've heard is that English is harder, but I wouldn't know because I kind of have a knack for languages. So Italian wasn't that hard for me to learn because I already knew French was my base. So a lot of my friends say that English is so hard, and I'm like, it is? Okay.
So when you were growing up, what was the art scene like in your town? Like what initially drew your interest to, you know, getting into theater?
Oh, that's a great question, Ryan. So it's interesting because there wasn't any theater in Douala, where I was raised growing up. There was just dance, you know, the culture, African culture.
Sure.
Storytelling is through dance and movement. So that's how I got started. But initially, I got started because, as I said, I learned English at home with my mom. And then when she wasn't around, I would watch all the Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals. So that's how I got interested by communicating and kind of mimicking all the actors and, you know, dancers on those musicals. So that's how I got drawn to that.
See, that's interesting because I grew up in a tiny town with nothing. And of course, I wound up studying theater, but it was my mom had all of the like original cast albums from everything from Oklahoma to Annie, Guys and Dolls. So yeah, that's what I came, which is seems like they were all like it was a full performance recorded in an empty theater. So it just seemed like every actor was just shouting their lines.
Exactly. But it teaches you stage presence, you know, and like kind of like what I was saying about being loud and wrong.
Right. Well, yeah. And again, so I learned, you know, oh, you have to project to hit the back of the auditorium. And even early theater classes, this would have been in the 90s, do that. Had you told me everyone would have microphones in the future, I probably wouldn't have learned to scream so loud. So I think in a way, I think it's better we did not have that technology.
Well, you know, Ryan, you know, you have to start somewhere. You have to have a foundation.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, you know, don't have a foundation. So if you have a foundation, then you can do anything. So I think it's great that, you know, you learn how to use your voice because now you're on the radio. See?
Now, and I'm reading here in your bio, you attended USC on a full scholarship. What did you have to do for your audition to get that?
Ooh, so I was a walk-in audition.
Oh, nice.
So by the time, I'm actually the first full scholarship in the history of the MFA program at USC.
Wow.
I'm the Robert Plumley Scholar. So I remember I was going into a callback audition for a show in New York, and I was there and I saw that they were doing these other auditions. And so you're kind of like, you kind of want to get into everything when you're in theater, like cast me in a show, please. And I was talking to one of the recruiters and he was like, oh, have you ever thought about going to LA? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, do you have a monologue? And you know, you always have a monologue as an actor. You're always ready to do anything, even when they say, oh, can you skydive? And you're like, yes, I can. And then you get hired and you can't do it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
you know? So I had a Lady M monologue, and I had a monologue from Ruined, a Lynn Nottage play that I love. And I performed it. And then like 2 weeks later, they said, oh, we're bringing you to LA, because they gave you money. They flew you out to LA to do the callback weekend. And then, yeah, and it was history from there. So I did a 3-year master acting program, and it was intense, but we made it. Putting 17 people from different backgrounds together. It was just intense. Oh, no, 14. It was 14 of us. Yeah.
Yeah, I know I would have failed my audition my freshman year going into school because I could see how competitive it was. But then I learned from one of the upperclassmen, no, go in through journalism, establish yourself on the radio, then you can walk over to the theater and then they'll know you and they'll know your voice and they know what you can do.
Oh, well, now is that undergrad or at master's?
That was undergrad.
Yeah, because, you know, master's, they're pretty tight about it. They're like, nobody can come in.
Right.
But that's really smart. It's true, because a lot of us, I went to Howard undergrad in D.C.
Okay.
And yeah, a lot of people were in the communications building and they would come over to the theater program and they were amazing, amazing. It was great to collaborate with them as well, too.
And so from there, and I don't know how long ago, let's just smash cut. So now we see you, BET Plus, a brand new streaming series, very critically acclaimed. And you've got Felicia Rashad, Morris Chestnut. It's hard to go wrong right there. Tell us about Diarra from Detroit on BET Plus.
Yeah, you have Felicia, you have Morris Chestnut, you have Diarra Kilpatrick, who's the creator of the show. And she stars as Diarra from Detroit. And it's basically about a divorced school teacher who goes on a Tinder date and her Tinder date ghosts her. So she goes to try to find her Tinder date to get answers. And through her journey, she encounters some interesting character. And she meets a character by the name of Hot Sauce, who is a dominatrix, who I play in the underground scene of Detroit. And things get pretty racy from there.
So the Detroit underground dominatrix scene, that's like three very specific levels right there.
Yes, it is. It really is. And if you know, you know, you know.
Like, I have friends that from Detroit, but of course they're really not from Detroit. So did you?
They're from Michigan.
they're from Michigan. They're from Livonia or every suburb surrounding it. Just like people claim they're from Chicago, but they're really from the suburbs. But I lived in the city for 17 years. I count, even though I'm in the suburbs now.
I went to Detroit one time. I actually went to Detroit when I was an undergrad because, coming from Cameroon, I hadn't explored the States that much. So yeah. I would use any excuse. I would make friends and go, where are you from? And they'll tell me like, oh, Atlanta, Detroit. And I would just go with them. And I'm like, oh, can I come home with you? They were like, yeah. So I went with a couple of girlfriends and we went to Detroit for Thanksgiving. And it was interesting. It was, you know what? Talking about underground scene in Detroit. My friend's brother actually worked at a strip club.
Yeah.
And they took us to a strip club to watch him dance. And that was my introduction to Detroit. And then we went over the bridge to Windsor, Canada. I remember.
Yes.
So well, that's my introduction.
Well, that's funny because I tell people, well, you know, my wife and I, we spent the first night of our honeymoon in Detroit. And they look at me like, you honeymooned in Detroit? It's like, no, because we had to wait the next day to get into Canada. And then we went up to Niagara Falls, but people like, why would you spend your honeymoon in Detroit? I'm like, why not?
It's not so bad once you're there.
Exactly.
I was there with locals. I don't know what you guys were doing. What did you guys get into?
I mean, we just went to a movie and I think we saw, see, I'm blanking out on that. I know we saw a movie and we went to the hotel and that's all I remember, especially the hotel part that overrode everything.
It's your honeymoon, of course.
And then coming up, this is so exciting. This is premiering on Netflix on July 3rd, Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. I mean, I was in high school, I think, when the original came out. It was at that point, there was no bigger star in the world than Eddie Murphy. Like, he was everything. We had his albums. Of course, we watched Eddie Murphy Raw. So just did you get to do any scenes with Eddie in the film?
First of all, let me just say there's still no bigger star than Eddie Murphy in my book. Yeah, so my scene is only with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, which
is
great.
Pretty exciting. Yes, it was really exciting. At first, we know him. He's a Hollywood legend. He is one of our living stars. He's known for his comedic timing, his improv skills. And it was daunting first because I was intimidated. You know, it's not like now where there's so many shows on TV and you can tell your family back in Cameroon, like, yeah, I'm on TV. They're like, oh, okay. It's like, I'm going to be in a movie with Eddie Murphy.
Right.
And so everybody's like, what? So of course, when I got there, I'm like, oh, hey, Mr. Murphy. Hi, Mr. Murphy. And he was so kind. He was like, oh, you can call me Eddie. He was like, don't make me feel old. So we had a great time. I got to improv half of my scene, which was great. He was a great sport. He was so open, present, and very, very giving as an actor. And I'm just happy to be a part of the Beverly Hills Cop franchise. I mean, that's just like, I feel like that's like the plateau of when you're acting, you're coming up, you're like, if I just do this movie with this person, I've made it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just surreal.
I had heard that from other actors I've talked to working with Eddie, that they go in intimidated because, you know, he's so smart, he's so quick, but then said Eddie, oh, he put me completely at ease. Like, he's so generous and giving as an actor, and you just, he brings out the best in whoever he does a scene with.
He does, and it's interesting because contrary to what you see, he's actually quite reserved, like a bit shy and reserved.
Yeah.
And then after a while, he just warms up, and especially it was just the two of us, of course, in our scene, and he's just really kind, and he really was giving me some great pointers about being out in the industry, coming from graduate school, you know how it is now, but still having, like you said, like we talked about, having that foundation, you know, because it's like things change over the years, but if you have that great foundation, you always have something to like come back to. And especially him being this comedy legend, you know, I started my career as a dramatic actress. I did plays, even in grad school, you know, and so to be able to now have two projects in comedy and in one of them be with Eddie Murphy, I'm just really excited for people to see my range and just, yeah, Eddie's just a wonderful person, a wonderful person.
Is it harder to go from, you know, dramatic acting to comedy or go the other way around?
I would say it's harder to go from drama to comedy. I would say that. Because comedy, yeah, there's techniques to comedy, and it's about timing.
Right.
And yeah, and I feel like, not to say drama is easy, but I think that it will be a little easier to go from comedy to drama. But the funny thing is, it's not that I'm funny. You know, all my friends say I'm funny. Not that I'm saying I'm funny, but all my friends think I'm funny. And so, but I was never cast in a comedy. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, this is your comedy year. So it's just like, great. Cause I've always wanted to sink my teeth in some, in comedy. And yeah, but it just, I never had the opportunity. But to go from no comedy to like Eddie Murphy, I think I'm doing quite well.
Yeah, that's a pretty good start right there. Plus,
you know what I'm saying? You kind of supposed to work your way up.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'll work with some. No, no, I'm going to do comedy, so I'll just start with Eddie Murphy.
Yes, exactly. Why don't you just...
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I think I'm ready, so why don't you just like throw me in the sea there?
Sure. Yeah?
I'll float somewhere.
And Diarra from Detroit, that is now streaming. You can catch all episodes. There's a new one each week on BET+. Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop Axel F is coming out. Could not be more excited about that. That's coming out on Netflix on July 3rd. July 3rd, yeah. Great 4th of July weekend activity, I would think. We've been visiting with Chantal Nechako. Thank you so much for joining me today, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you, Ryan.